This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Psalms 25 through 30, we find practical guidelines on how to walk the road less traveled. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Near my desk, I have a plaque with these words: Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled, and that has made all the difference. Today in Psalm 25, we see a man seeking to know which road to follow in life. In verse 4, David says, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are my God, my Savior, and my hope. My hope is in you all day long." But the scene here is not someone praying to God in solitude. Instead, we see a man on his knees, surrounded by an audience of enemies, awaiting the outcome of his hope and his trust. If God does not respond, the enemies will gain the upper hand. If you are somewhere near the age of 55, you can probably remember what you were doing on this day in 1944. It was D-Day, the Normandy invasion, the day everyone hoped would turn the tide of World War II in Europe. General Eisenhower and his advisors made a decision about which path to take. But that wasn't the end of the matter. They knew that even along the right path, they would face great opposition and hardship. But that came with the job. You recall that Psalm 1 said there were two roads to walk, the way of the righteous and the way of the sinner. And if that first psalm were not set in the broader context of the rest of the book, we might conclude that the essence of a blessed life is simply to choose the right path, and from then on all would be well. But Psalm 25 shows us that the right path is not an easy one to walk. It is lined with enemies, difficulties, and obstacles which must be overcome. From this we can draw a personal application. While it is extremely important to choose the right path, it is also important to realize that the path we have chosen is too difficult to walk without the companionship of God. We must have His wisdom, His power, and blessing. So let me suggest a plan for you to follow in your walk of daily discipleship. From time to time, go back to Psalm 1 to remind yourself of the importance of choosing the right path to travel. Then turn to Psalm 25 as a reminder that God is there to help you with the ever-present difficulties you face along the way. Psalm 1 and Psalm 25, guides for walking the way less traveled. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with God has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you in establishing a regular time of Bible reading and prayer, we're offering a free copy of the pamphlet, 7 Minutes with God. To receive your copy of 7 Minutes with God, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, from Psalms 31 through 35, the walk and the warfare of our daily discipleship.